Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It is so good to see all of you today. We're glad that you're with us on this 24th Sunday after Pentecost. Technically, we are going to be celebrating All Saints Sunday today because usually All Saints Sunday is November 1st. And since last Sunday was the 31st, it was kind of odd the way it fell this year, but I just decided that we're going to do that today. And so later on in our worship service during prayer time, we'll just have a moment of silence as we reflect and think about those who have gone before us and are no longer with us on this earth. But we want to welcome all of you. And I'm going to go ahead and ask Brad if you could close up the doors because so that it stays warmer in here for everybody. But we want to welcome all of you, and we're so glad that you're here today, and we want to welcome those that may be listening online later on. And we're going to continue in our series talking about living and growing in the goodness of God. And so as we begin our service today, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father.
Well, let's join together there for our call to worship. Come, let us join in praise to God with all the saints.
We join with all heaven in giving thanks to God.
God has done wonderful things for us.
God's love and blessings are showered upon us.
Come, let us celebrate God's love and mercy. Well, let's join together there, and you can turn to hymn number 454, or you can join along on the PowerPoint. We're going to be singing three verses of He Leadeth Me, O Blessed Thought.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught, whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me by His own hand, leadeth me, His faithful. Sometimes mid scene of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden flowers bloom, by waters come or troubled sea, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me by His own. Faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by Thy grace the victory's won, even death's cold way I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. By His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand. Let's sing the chorus again. He leadeth me, He leadeth me. By His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower
let's join together there for our opening prayer. Eternity God, we are grateful for the faithful witness of all the saints who have gone before us and who now rest from their labors. As we worship today, may we hear your faithful voice calling to serve you and others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated. We're going to sing an older hymn. Some of you may not quite remember it. I had to listen to it because I couldn't remember how the verses went.
Oh,
I think many, as soon as I heard it online, I remembered it right away. There it's on number 85, I think. Isn't that what it says? Sorry, got to put my glasses on. There we go. Rejoice, ye pure in heart. Maybe you can play through. We're going to do three verses of it. You want to play through the first verse there and remind everybody? Let's sing it. Rejoice, O pure in heart. Rejoice, give thanks and sing. Your festal banner wave on high, the cross of Christ your King. Rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing. One of you? Maybe two of you? Ah, that's interesting. Yes. Okay. We're going to skip our children's time. Chase can take a break today. And we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning. Maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share as we go to prayer today. You sound like you need some prayers too this morning. Yes, yes. Yeah, I know my sister's out because she hasn't been feeling good. And speaking of that, I want to thank everybody for their prayers. Tuesday night, I started feeling kind of bad, and Wednesday was just awful with a sinus thing. And thankfully, with some medication and your prayers on Thursday later in the afternoon, I started feeling like a whole lot better. And so I appreciate that. And but yes, I wanted to thank all of you for that. So we have that unspoken request, the Grillo family, for the loss of those loved ones. And then keep Becky in your prayers. And some of our others that may be battling some things. Someone else. Lots of them.
My mother's sister, my Aunt Helen Smith. My cousins just had to put her in an assisted living home because of Alzheimer's. And she's really confused and doesn't know why she had to move.
Yeah, and that's always a hard transition. I saw some others. So we want to remember Helen this morning. Some others I saw. Yeah.
Unspoken.
Unspoken. Okay. Someone else. Yeah.
The Reed family again. Suzanne Reed passed away on Friday afternoon.
Okay. Is that the Reed?
Reed.
She passed away?
No.
Oh, okay. You had me like, I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, oh wow.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Wow. Okay, thank you for clarifying that. I mean, I was like a little shocked at first there.
It's a little better, though.
That's what I had heard, yes.
Her
yes.
Oxygen is coming up good there.
And that's a good thing.
And goes to a rehab center.
Okay, is that, yes, that wouldn't surprise me. So we want to continue praying for Debbie. And then the Reed family with the loss of this other family member. So I saw, yeah.
Betty Bears, David's been helping put some drops in her. Her ear is really.
Still bad?
Yes, really bad. So.
That's unusual for an ear thing that long. Usually within 3 or 4 days on an antibiotic, that changes.
Well, she's out of her antibiotic.
Okay, well, we want to continue praying for Betty then. Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay. Someone else, yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay. Lots of unspoken. We know the Lord knows those. Oh, yeah.
This Saturday, it would have been 20 years ago since I had that brain injury.
Yes, and we are so thankful you're with us still. Yes. Yes. He's been faithful almost every year. I don't know if he ever missed a year that I can remember to give thanks for that. So we enjoying with you and thanking God for that too. Someone else. Yeah.
Art Bowser, he is fighting COVID, but he's got fluid around his heart and his lungs also.
Mm, okay.
They're hoping that they think he might come home either tomorrow or Tuesday. So just prayers.
Okay. We want to keep Art in our prayers. Someone else? Anybody else?
Lots of joys this week. Both my parents had their 85th birthday, and they got to see each other on their birthdays. Dad got a very good report from his PET scan, an orphan oncologist. And we also are planning to bring Dad home next week on the 11th. That was his 30 days in assisted living. And then just ask for prayers for guidance for us to find the right health care for him to come to the house for both he and mom.
We are waiting for confirmation from the oncologist, but her dad got the report. And when we looked at it, It looks to us like very good news on the PET scan. So we're waiting for confirmation. I want to say more, but I just better wait. And yes, so thank you so much. Some of you have been so faithful in praying for Jody's dad, and we appreciate that so much. And we'll find out more, hopefully by next Sunday. I think his appointment's this week, isn't it? Yeah, so.
And thank you.
Yes, appreciate that. So, yeah. And there was even a couple people that provided food, too. And so, yes. Someone else. Yes.
Unspoken.
Okay. Yes.
And our joy today is celebrating mom and dad, but we had a real nice dinner all of last night celebrating.
Yes, and that's nice, isn't it? Yes. Always appreciate that. It was nice. Friday night, we got to go to Marion's Pizza with Jody's mom and dad and her sister and brother. And it's been a long time. That was kind of a tradition we do maybe once a month, is go to Marion's as kind of a family. And to do that again, I was sitting there and thinking, man, we used to do this all the time, and what a blessing it was able to do that again. So, someone else. Yes.
The Harold Brumfield family passed away this week.
Is that Brumfield?
Brumfield.
Brumfield, okay. So we want to remember that family. Anyone else this morning? Yeah.
Well, a couple of my granddaughters had some honors yesterday. Jamie, I think, ended up winning second place overall with her sheep for showmanship at their banquet. And Charlie was still playing softball. And they had a tournament yesterday, and they won the tournament, so.
I did see that on Facebook, but I couldn't believe they were still playing in this weather. Yeah, so, yes. Well, thank you for sharing that. I always love to hear those kind of things and see them on Facebook. And anybody else?
I'm going to ask for some prayers. I don't usually, but Wednesday I had a bad day in court, and I have a child. And the judge has decided yet, but I need him to stay here and not pass around again. So,
okay.
I just wanted to say
yes, and that can, when you see that, it can be very heartbreaking to see that kind of a situation and what happens there. And so we want to pray about this child and what's all going on there, and for wisdom and when it deals with it in the court system and everything. And that's tough enough. So, prayers for Betty Kirk. I talked to Tom this morning. He said she's kind of going down the tubes, so to speak. I don't know if it's the lesion. We won't find out until December when she gets a scan of her brain. But Tom said that, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, if anybody knows it, I think it's her left arm that she can't use anymore. And so she cannot really feed herself very good anymore. Tom's taking more of that load. I had said something to him about trying to get some help with him in that house with him, because he cannot carry that by himself. That's just too much. And so so we definitely need to continue to pray for Betty. And that makes me concerned about what's going to happen when the scan takes place in December. So, Kevin Gump, I don't know. I think we had shared that last Sunday, was in that car wreck. I've been in contact with Janet, his wife. We've been kind of texting back and forth. Thankfully, she's been texting me and keeping me updated. He had surgery on his ankle that got messed up in the accident this week, and came through that well. Just continue to pray. I'm sure he's very sore, and there might be, I'm assuming there's going to be physical therapy that's going to need to be done with him, maybe on all of that. So appreciate your prayers for him. Anybody else then this morning?
I have a joy, and this is unnecessary, I know, but you all know I write on my music when I play something that happened. And for this thing I'm playing for the prayer group, it says, Jody and Jason have baby pictures today.
Oh. I know that the one thing that's odd, despite all of its things that sometimes just irritates me, but Facebook will bring up memories every once in a while, and those are just, yeah, we're reminded of Chase when he was little. I should pick on him a little bit there, but anyways, yeah. So any others then? Well, as she plays, there's lots of needs that have been mentioned there that need to be prayed for today. And appreciate your prayers as those people's names come to your mind. Lift them up to the Lord, and then I'll close us out.
Thank you.
Lord, today as we have come together into your house and gathered in your name, we are thankful for your faithfulness. As Carla was just playing, Lord, great is your faithfulness. And Lord, that's what we depend on. That's what we lean upon. We lean upon you and put our trust in you, that you are the one that makes a way where there seems to be no way, and what seems to be impossible in the natural. God, you are able to do above and beyond what we can even imagine or think. And so we are grateful today as we pause and lift up those that have been mentioned today. We want to ask for your touch upon those that have been spoken names today. Lord, we think of Becky today that just needs your healing touch, and my sister Kathy, and there may be others today that are still not feeling that well. We just ask for your touch upon them. We pray for Helen, God. Sometimes that can be so frustrating because you cannot remember what's going on and don't understand what's happening as she is making that transition to assisted living, battling Alzheimer's. God, we just pray for grace today, and we pray for comfort and strength and to be with her today and her family. We lift up Debbie. God, we're thankful for the recovery we've been hearing about. We ask that you would continue to do that. And we lift up Betty, Lord, who's still battling this earache and what's going on there, Lord. We just ask for your healing touch there. We lift up Art, Lord, who is battling COVID, but also has this fluid building up around his heart and lungs. God, we just ask for your healing touch and grace there today. Lord, we lift up Betty to you today, Lord, as she is finding more difficult in what she is facing right now. We just pray for faith, and we pray for encouragement and strength for her. We pray for strength for Tom as he's the caregiver, and Lord, that you will help to provide help for him in the days to come. Lord, we think about the situation with the child that Carla had mentioned, God. We just ask for your wisdom and grace in that situation. It's never easy seeing that happen. We pray that there'll be wisdom and guidance in the court system for the best way how to deal with this for the benefit of the child. And Lord, we lift up Kevin to you, asking for your continued healing touch and strength for him as he's recovering after that accident. And Lord, we pray for Jody's family, Lord, as they have to continue to have the wisdom and guidance to make the best decisions for the care of their mom and dad in the days and weeks and months to come. We just pray that you'll guide and direct. And Lord, we lift up the Grillo family today, the Reed family, and the Brumfield family, God, with the loss of these loved ones. We just pray for your comfort and peace and grace today for each of those families, Lord. Some have lost several, and Lord, it's just difficult, trying a time, and we just pray for your touch there and your presence as only you can. And Lord, we lift up those, the five people that just mentioned, and maybe there's others today. There might be some listening at home today that have unspoken needs today, God, that you will lift up those, each one of those situations, Lord, as we think about each one that mentioned that today, Lord, you know what's going on. Lord, I don't know if it's for them personally or for someone else that they're standing in the gap for, but we just pray that you will work as only you can, and your hand would be extended to their situations as we lift them up to you today. And Lord, we continue to pray for our first responders, our medical personnel, military, and all the others that are on the front lines working every day and everything that's going on. God, we just pray for your continued hand to be with them and your grace to be extended and your protection, God. Lord, we continue to lift up our community of faith, that you'll continue to guide us and lead us and bless us into the future here, that we can continue to be a blessing into our community and continue to guide our various ministries. And Lord, we think about the upcoming a VBS thing for Christmas coming up. Lord, we just pray that you'll guide and direct and give wisdom as that we can be a blessing and help to teach the kids in our community and our families about the way of Jesus during this Christmas season. And Lord, we just pray for our leaders, state, local, national, leaders around the world as they have to make decisions with everything that's going on and we're facing in our world. And we continue to pray for peace in our world, Lord. Peace in the hearts of people who, some whose hearts are filled with hate and violence and everything else, God, that you will bring your transforming work of your Spirit into their lives as only you can do. And we thank you for that today. Bless the rest of our service as we continue to worship you and break the bread of your word. May you encourage us and guide us and direct us as we continue to be the people that live in your goodness. As we ask all of these things now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Before we transition, let's just pause for a moment as we remember those that have passed on in this past year and those in the past that have gone on before us that are now with the Savior. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Well, as we have the opportunity this morning to worship the Lord with our giving, we're going to invite our ushers if they would come. And we thank you so much for helping us out as only you continue to do faithfully week after week and as the Lord has blessed you. So God bless you as you give today. And don't forget your coins. Let's join together for our prayer of dedication. God of abundance, receive these gifts. Use them to carry out your will, that they may be a blessing for your church and beyond. Amen. You may be seated. Sometimes I chuckle a little bit when I see the ushers bringing forth the offering on Noisy Collection Sunday, because I can see bags sticking out of the top of the pails there that are full of change. And now I have to say, there's been a few times when I've been surprised at how heavy those have been. Now, today wasn't as bad as what I thought when I first saw two bags there. Okay, well, let's move on here. And our scripture reading this morning is coming from two passages that we're going to look at. The first one comes from a gospel reading, Mark chapter 10, verses 35 through 45. And then we will be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, a few verses there. And you can follow along on the PowerPoint there. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came over and spoke to him, Jesus, in a low voice. "Master," they said, "we want you to do us a favor." "What is it?" he asked. "We want to sit on thrones next to yours in your kingdom." They said, "One at your right and the other at your left." But Jesus answered, "You don't know what you are asking. Are you able to drink from the bitter cup of sorrow I must drink from? Or to be baptized with the baptism of suffering I must be baptized with?" "Oh, yes," they said, "we are." And Jesus said, "You shall indeed drink from my cup and be baptized with my baptism. But I do not have the right to place you on thrones next to mine. Those appointments have already been made." When the other disciples discovered what James and John had asked, they were very indignant. So Jesus called them to him and said, "As you know, the kings and great men of the earth lord it over the people. But among you it is different. Whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be greatest of all must be the slave of all. For even I, the Son of Man, am not here to be served, but to help others and give my life as a ransom for many." And then 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 through 29. "Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when God chose you. Not many of you were considered wise by human standards. Not many of you were powerful. Not many of you belonged to important families. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the things of this world that are common and looked down on. God chose things considered unimportant to do away with things considered important. So no one can boast to God." That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts will be pleasing in God's sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. A mother was preparing pancakes for her sons, Kevin and Ryan. The boys began to argue over who would get the first pancake. The mother saw the opportunity for a lesson. If Jesus were sitting here, he would say, "Let your brother have the first pancake. I can wait." Kevin turned to his younger brother and said, "Ryan, you be Jesus." Isn't that like kids, isn't it? In our reading today, Jesus reminds us of what we do for others is not about gaining praise, but about serving others and glorifying God. Now, Don't take me wrong. I think we all like to receive praise from people, or at least a thank you for doing a good job, don't we? And sometimes in the church setting, it's good to have somebody come up to us, maybe several people to come up to us and say, we really appreciated what you did. Thank you for doing that. And there's no doubt about that. But in this case, Jesus is trying to teach them a lesson. Here, James and John wanted to be the honored guests in the kingdom one day. They wanted to have the thrones right next to Jesus. But Jesus resets the bar for them. It's what many have said and referred to as the upside down kingdom, or the upside down way of living in God's way, where Jesus says and reminds them that he came to serve and give his life to liberate many people. And he was reminding them the same thing and reminding us today. Now, I know we're not Jesus, but what he says here, I believe, is a key to living in the goodness of God. It's almost like when Jesus talks about denying ourselves and taking up our cross and following him. Or if he says, if you want to be exalted, you have to humble yourself. All of that is similar teaching that Jesus gives. And living in the goodness of God is characterized by service. And so today, I want to talk to you in this series. It involves serving others. Now, this is not anything new to all of us. I would say every person sitting here today has served in one way or another throughout history, however long that's been, in this church or in other churches or in other ways, doing God's kingdom work in one way or another. And so today, as we look at this, you won't be surprised by my first point that I'm going to share with you this morning. And that's this: serving others is commonplace. That's what the scriptures teach us. That's what Jesus teaches us. In the kingdom, or kingdom living, is about serving others. That's what it's all about. It's characterized by service. Now, I don't know if I want to say I'm redefining this, but I want you to think of service this way. Service is ordinary people helping ordinary people who happen to be in their path. I really like that. Scott McKnight, in the book that I told you about when I began this series and talked about how this whole series is kind of based on some of the things that he talked about, even though I reworked it and rewrote some things and changed some things I didn't totally agree with. But anyways, he says this in his book. Service is ordinary people helping ordinary people who happen to be in their path. In other words, a lot of times we just come along and run into people who are serving God in different ways. It's family helping family. It's neighbor helping neighbor. It's an ordinary pastor serving an ordinary congregation. It's ordinary church folk helping ordinary church folk or non-church folk alike. In the New Testament, here in this passage, the Greek word that is used when Jesus says about being great is about serving others. It is a Greek word that is pronounced diakoneo. It is where we get our church word deacon or deaconess from. Deacons were first described in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 6. And guess what it says that they did? They waited on people to serve them at their tables, feeding them in the community of faith. Now, I'm assuming that what's going on there, which we know from history has happened, is when the early Christians gathered together in their homes and in different places of worship throughout history, a lot of times they would come together, they would have a meal together, like our fellowship hour, And then somewhere, and I don't know if it was at the beginning or the middle of it or at the end, they would celebrate the Lord's Supper together in the midst of that. And that was called serving. Now, it can refer to that, waiting on people at tables, but guess what it can also be used as? It can also be used when you serve when the word is preached or taught. And in that case, it could be Sunday school teachers, children's workers, VBS teachers, pastors, and so on and so on. People that teach in the church. So you can see how broad it is. And Jesus talks about how being servants, he says, if you want to be great, you have to serve. But then he says, if you want to be the greatest, you have to be the slave of all. And he uses a different word, doulos, which means you got to be the low of the lowest. At least in the Roman Empire times, the doulos was the lowest of lowest person in the empire. In our society, some people think being low or ordinary is not good enough. Have you ever experienced that? I think unconsciously sometimes we can do that to people we know, our own kids, our own grandkids, if we're not careful, you know, because sometimes most of us are just ordinary people. That's what we are. But you know what? Here's what the Apostle Paul reminds us from that 1 Corinthians reading. God takes everyday people and uses them for God's glory. Remember what he says? Most of you weren't wealthy. Most of you didn't have a well-known name in the community. Most of you were just common, ordinary. God takes weak, ordinary people and transforms them. If you go on and we would read the rest of the chapter there in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, God takes ordinary people and he transforms them with the message of the cross of Jesus Christ. The cross stands for giving one's life for others, which takes on a different connotation when we think about serving one another as followers of Christ. In the Roman world, serving was the work of slaves for the elites. However, the cross reversed that thinking. Ordinary acts of love and service became a way of greatness in the kingdom and in the church. In fact, we have in writings Roman writers that talk about these followers of Jesus who loved people unconditionally and did these things and took care of their family members when they had health problems. And the family members were not their family bloodline, it was the church family that they took. And the Romans were captured by this and thought, this is interesting. And this attracted people in that first century to following the ways of Christ. Also, and this speaks to me and others of us, the leaders were servants. And also, Paul and Jesus tells us that by serving others, that's how God is glorified. Makes us think about it. Serving others is commonplace for kingdom work, and we think about it in that way. Second thing, and before I say that, let me say this. So why is it so hard to serve others? Now, some of you, I know some of you in this church, I would bet $1 million that God has given you the gift of service because you don't think twice about serving. It's just natural for you. You just step right up and do what you need to do because God has gifted you in that area. Others, we all know, but it can be hard at times, isn't it? It can be hard giving up our time, our talents, whatever it may be, possessions, whatever it may be, to help somebody else. And here's what I want you to see. Why it's so difficult for us. Because servanthood involves surrender. Nobody likes to surrender. Nobody likes to do that. What do I mean by that? Well, two things I want to share with you about that. Serving other includes yielding our time and status for the sake of someone else. There, you know what? There's times when it's like, yep, I'm going to help somebody else. I don't care what I got going on. I'm going to set this aside and do that for right now because somebody needs me. At other times, though, don't we find that difficult? That's what scares me a little bit about the younger generation in the United States of America right now, because they have a hard time putting aside what they have to serve God's kingdom. Everything else takes first place. Then maybe I might be able to get God involved. Well, if things get real bad, then I'll get God involved. Okay, so I'm sorry. I'm meddling right now, and I better stop now. So, but you know what I'm saying? I've heard people say it. Well, we know what's going on right now, facing our country right now. People just, I ain't going to work. And we're facing a lot of difficult things. And that's not to say, and I've been challenged in this area, and I don't know if you have, maybe you haven't, maybe you think they should just be there. But when Chase and I, that one night after his soccer practice, Chase goes, "Dad, I want a burger." I knew exactly where we're gonna go. I'm heading right down to downtown Troy, get there at 6:20, park out front, walk up to Kay's Hamburger Shop. Sign on the door says, "Closed 6 p.m. And I turned around, I said, "Chase, I bet anything that they don't have the workers to be open in the evenings." And we never, you know, so yes. And Jesus exemplifies this type of servanthood. He said, "I came to help and serve and give my life for many." His spontaneous serving that he would do, where he would stop and help somebody that was crying out to him, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy." You know, all these different stories we hear about. We read in the Gospels where the disciples would get irritated at him. "Jesus, don't worry about him," or "There's too many people to feed. Let's just move on." You know, all these different stories. Yet he never failed to exemplify what it means to be great in the kingdom. I was thinking as I was putting the sermon together, I decided to hold off on it, but I could have read the Philippians 2 passage where it says Jesus humbled himself and took on the form of a servant and came and ended up giving his life. But then Paul has that great twist. But now, Jesus has the name that is above every other name. He ultimately showed us the kingdom value. When we humble ourselves, God will exalt us. Sometimes we experience that exaltation in life. And that's kind of a blessing when we do, to be honest with you. But for some people, they may not experience that till one day. I've said this many times, and I know a few of you have heard me say this. I've often thought on that day when the Lord hands out rewards for our faithfulness. A lot of times we see preachers and people that are up front and people, our favorite TV preacher or preacher that writes books and is famous in the United States of America, that they're going to be the greatest rewarded. And I've often said, I bet it'll be the little grandma that nobody knew about that prayed every day for that pastor and prayed every day and served in that little local church and did these things without getting any recognition, that will one day be exalted before all in the kingdom. And, you know, and then that, so that brings me then to my other one then, it goes along with it. Serving others is measured by our willingness to deny ourselves for the sake of others. Jesus talked about that. Some people think service is measured by who we serve. if we really serve the lowest, the worst, then maybe we're going to get our greatest reward. Well, I don't know if that's totally accurate. It might be better to say it this way, that our service is measured by our willingness to surrender our time, resources, gifts, talents, and presence for another. And as I was typing that up, I thought of this story from Jesus. How many of you remember the story of the parable of the Good Samaritan? Where the two religious leaders walked up and didn't help the guy that got beat up on the side of the road, but then the Samaritan, who the Jews despised, comes along and sees this Jewish man in the ditch. And he not only goes over there and helps him and binds up his wound and puts oil on him, but he also gets his donkey or horse or whatever it was, puts him on there, sends him to a place to stay, and pays for it all until this guy fully recovers. What am I talking about? It's doing the ordinary with what God has given us, whatever that is, whatever talent, time, treasures that God has given us. Let me share this as I close. The story is told about Dwight Moody, the 19th century evangelist and pastor who practiced the ordinary. One time, Moody was hosting a large contingent of European pastors at one of his Bible conferences. The pastors were housed in a dormitory. And according to European customs, all the pastors, before they retired that night, placed their shoes just outside the door of their room so that someone would come along and clean and polish them. By the way, just a point of reference, when Jody and I were in Seoul, Korea, to get Chase, we set our shoes outside our doors and they came along and polished them and had them there the next morning again. So just a custom there. But anyways, okay, so let me go on with the story here. So they thought that a boy would come along and collect, clean them and shine them before morning, except that wasn't an American tradition. Nobody ever did that. There were no servant boys. Well, when Moody noticed the shoes, he didn't want the pastors to all be embarrassed. So he gathered up all of their shoes and quietly took them to his room and shined them himself. The next morning, Moody's pastors' friends dutifully collected their shiny shoes, none the wiser. But it turns out, that night, one of the pastors saw what Moody did. The astonished pastor told his friends, and from that night on, a conspiracy of servanthood took charge of shoe shining detail. The pastors privately took turns shining the rest of the other pastor's shoes over the next few days of the conference. That is living in the goodness of God. That's serving one another. That's what it involves. Amen. Amen. Well, let's stand and just take a few moments to say hi to a few of each other and greet one another. You don't have to shake hands or anything like that or whatever if you don't want to. And then we'll close out with our little chorus here. What's up, bud? You think I was going to fist pound you? I thought all the kids were going to be here today, so I had a thing I was going to do.
Downstairs.
Yeah, well, there you didn't have to worry about that today.
No one came.
Yes. I was surprised when you said you didn't know that one. I bet you anything Diane Aaron would know that song. It's
being in the Reformed Church. And as soon as I listened to it, I was like, oh, I remember singing that in Hendersville. It's just been years. I don't know if I ever saw it again.
I do too. It reminded me of that, and I'm like, man, I haven't heard this forever.
Yeah,
I've been wanting to. Some of these ones, you may know some of them, you may not know. And if you never run across any of them that maybe we haven't sung in decades, and you know it, let me know. And if you can play it for me or say something to me, because it may be one that I know that I just forgot. So, yep. You can go ahead and. Three 14, surely the presence of the Lord as we close out. Hey, don't forget, if you can sign up for 2022 Ministries, I'd appreciate it. I don't want to have you start marching around and come up here and drop off your offerings on Sunday because we don't have any ushers. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in. Let's sing it again. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power, His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Well, let's join together there for our benediction. Go forth to serve the Lord and others with gladness. Extend your hands and hearts this week in the name of the Father who graces us, the Son who instructs us, and the Spirit who empowers us. Amen.